In case you missed it, the Red Sox are headed to the World Series. The Sox will face either the L.A. Dodgers or the Milwaukee Brewers. WBUR's Bob Schaefer caught up with some Sox fans in Boston's Longwood Medical Area today to find out how they're holding up after a lot of late nights watching the Sox this week.
It seems Red Sox Nation is drinking a lot of coffee after the team's late-night performances in the ALCS against the Houston Astros. One of those fans is John Kerr, a doctor at Boston Children's Hospital.
There's a dictum in medicine that says you can sleep when you're dead, so I just stay up late and get up early.
Kerr says he has been up late for these postseason games, but that hasn't really fazed him. He doesn't think it will matter which team the Sox will face.
This is a magical team. It's a team of destiny. I think that we're going all the way. There's no doubt.
Leaving from his lunch break at the Longwood Galleria, Children's Hospital Program Coordinator Stephen Roos says he has faith in the Sox as well, no matter how tired he is.
Stayed up for last night. Definitely hit it for the night before, but been up for all of them. I'm functioning. I got that much going for me.
Had the games been worth it for you?
Absolutely.
Jamaica Plain resident Matt Williams is originally from Kansas City and now supports the Sox. He didn't stay up for last night, but says that will change for the World Series.
For me as a baseball fan, it's the last baseball games of the year, so I plan on staying up to watch the World Series, because now that we're living here, it'll be fun to watch the hometown team compete for the championship.
Then you have fans like Kevin Lincoln of Taunton, who has a different view of the Sox.
I am definitely a fair weather fan, because the season's too long for me to hold my interest, but the second the playoffs roll around, I jump on the bandwagon.
Lincoln says he stayed up late with his wife for a few of the ALCS games, and he's been hitting the coffee pretty hard because of it.
Extra large in the morning. Maybe a second one in mid-morning.
Despite losing some sleep, he's standing strong in who will win the trophy this year.
Sox, of course. How about Sox in five?
You'll have to wait a few more days to see if that self-declared fair weather fan's prediction comes true. Game one is on Tuesday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bob Schaefer.